Chapter 5. The next morning it was raining and the traffic was crazy, like it always is in Miami when it rains. Some drivers slowed down on the slick roads. That made others furious, and they leaned on their horns, screamed out their windows, and accelerated out onto the shoulder, fishtailing wildly past the slowpokes and waving their fists. At the Lejeune on-ramp, a huge dairy truck had roared onto the shoulder and hit a van full of kids from a Catholic school. The dairy truck flipped over, and now 5 young girls in plaid wool skirts were sitting in a huge puddle of milk with dazed looks on their faces. Traffic nearly stopped for an hour. One kid was airlifted to Jackson Hospital. The others sat in the milk in their uniforms and watched the grown-ups scream at each other. I inched along placidly, listening to the radio. Apparently, the police were hot on the trail of the Tamiami butcher. There were no specifics available, but Captain Matthews got a lovely soundbite. He made it seem like he would personally make the arrest as soon as he finished his coffee. I finally got off onto surface roads and went only a little faster. I stopped at a donut shop not too far from the airport. I bought an apple fritter and a cruller, but the apple fritter was gone almost before I got back into the car. I have a very high metabolism. It comes with living the good life. The rain had stopped by the time I got to work. The sun shone and steam rose from the pavement as I walked into the lobby, flashed my credentials, and went upstairs. Deb was already waiting for me. She didn't look happy this morning. Of course, she doesn't look happy very often anymore. She's a cop, after all, and most of them can't manage the trick at all. Too much time on duty trying not to look human. It leaves their faces stuck. "Deb," I said. I put the crisp white pastry bag on my desk. "Where were you last night?" she said, very sour, as I'd expected. Soon those frown lines would turn permanent, ruining a wonderful face. Deep blue eyes, alive with intelligence, and small upturned nose with just a dash of freckles, framed by black hair. Beautiful features, at the moment spattered with about 7 pounds of cheap makeup. I looked at her with fondness. She was clearly coming from work, dressed today in a lacy bra, bright pink spandex shorts, and gold high heels. "Never mind me," I said. "Where were you?" She flushed. She hated to wear anything but clean pressed blues. "I tried to call you," she said. "Sorry," I said. "Yeah, sure." I sat down in my chair and didn't speak. Deb likes to unload on me. That's what family is for. "Why were you so anxious to talk to me?" "They're shutting me out," she said. She opened my donut bag and looked inside. "What did you expect?" I said. "You know how LaGuerta feels about you."